Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 7th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google announced it will enable the Web GPU API by default in the upcoming Chrome 113 release. This API provides more access to computers' GPU resources, with Google claiming a more than 3x improvement in machine learning model inferences. At launch, WebGPU will be available on Windows PCs that support Direct3D12, macOS, and Chrome OS, with plans to eventually expand to Linux and Android. Samsung released its preliminary Q1 earnings, projecting to post a 600 billion won profit in the quarter. That's about $450 million. However, that's down 95.8% on the year and the lowest since Q1 2009. As a result, the company said it will lower its memory production to a meaningful level. It did not announce plans to cut back on its planned $230 billion investment in 5 new chip fabs in South Korea over the next 2 decades. Twitter announced it planned to shut down its free API tier, replaced by a write-only version. This was originally set to shut down in March, but subsequently delayed. Twitter has now officially cut off access to this legacy API. Users also report that attempting to paste a link to Substack stories in Twitter now shows the pop-up, "Twitter has unexpectedly restricted access to embedding tweets in Substack posts." Some users also report any links with Substack in the name are being blocked on the service as well, although reporters at The Verge did not see it on their accounts. Substack spokesperson Helen Tobin didn't comment on questions from The Verge if these issues were caused by changes to Twitter's API. Microsoft began rolling out its DALL-E-powered image generator to desktop Edge users around the world. This feature is available in the Edge sidebar, although users will manually have to enable it. The U.S. Department of Treasury published its first risk assessment of decentralized finance, or DeFi, services. It found that DeFi services with non-compliant money laundering policies posed the most significant current illicit finance risk, finding that scammers, ransomware organizations, and North Korean-linked threat actors use these services to launder money. The report recommended an assessment of enhancements to anti-money laundering requirements that should apply to these services. YouTube added a podcast tab to its channel pages. This will appear between live and playlist tabs when viewing a channel. YouTube is also testing adding these marked podcasts to YouTube Music. Amazon banned the sale of the portable pen testing tool Flipper Zero, tagging it as a restricted product, citing its use as a card skimmer. The device can debug various hardware devices over RFID, radio, NFC, infrared, Bluetooth, among other protocols. Amazon isn't the only one targeting the device. The Brazilian National Telecommunications Agency began seizing shipments of the Flipper Zero over alleged criminal use in March. Kotaku passed on a Sony patent filing, originally found by the site Xputer, for a controller featuring a pliable elastic member filled with pockets of gas. The controller patent shows a sensor able to see if this elastic part is being pressed and measure acceleration. The controller could respond by changing temperature, shape, and hardness. And finally, Cornell PhD student Rui Dong Zhang developed a pair of sonar glasses that sends and receives sound waves across your face to read words silently mouthed by the wearer. The glasses require a few minutes of training data to learn a user's speech patterns, with a claim of about 95% accuracy. The glasses use a smartphone for processing, so the actual hardware is fairly unobtrusive. Cornell's Smart Computer Interfaces for Future Interactions Lab is looking at commercializing the tech. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find the show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.